This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In considering what Paul teaches about God the Father in Romans 8, we now come to the third point, God's plan delighted in. Beginning in verse 14, we find that through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, God makes us and calls us His children. By the Holy Spirit, we call God Abba, Father. That same Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are God's children. We are members of God's family. As such, we are heirs, co-heirs with Christ. It is true that we share in His suffering, but we will also share in His glory. Delight in this wonderful truth. You belong to the family of God. As such, Paul assures us that God is with us and for us, verse 31. With Him for us, Paul asks a rhetorical question. Who can be against us? Obviously, no one can effectually be against us. In fact, since God didn't spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Verse 32. The all things referred to needs to be understood as all things necessary for our being sanctified or conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ. Paul concludes this chapter with the strong affirmation, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Take time to delight in this truth. God loves you, and nothing can take that away from you.